In its letter to J.B. Van Hollen, the foundation calls for an investigation into the village's sale of Star Hill property to the Holman Lions Club. The village has maintained a lighted cross and star display on the parcel of land, which the foundation says violates the separation of church and state. Foundation co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor accuses village leaders and the Lions Club of making a closed-session sweetheart deal last March, noting the site was sold for $600, half of what her group bid for the land.
The March 13th meeting was just with, apparently, a representative of the Lions Club. They asked the Lions Club to do the appraisal, would set the market value at only $100. It looked like it was a prearranged sale, no bid situation, to somebody that has promised to keep the cross lit. That's hardly an objective criterion for a public body.
Gaylor wants the Attorney General's office to put an immediate injunction on the sale, which is set to be finalized June 29th. She adds ideally the process would be restarted with more transparency and sunlight for the public. Holman Village President John Chapman declined comments on the matter. A spokesman for the Attorney General's office confirmed receiving the letter but offered no comment, saying it is still being evaluated. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.